Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
My name is Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome. The sun rises here. It's 22 minutes past 12 on the clock. Welcome. Our first hour, it's Confessions. And then after that, we segue into the Lords of Logic. But first, some housekeeping. I want to also quickly remind Gladys, I think it's Mrs., who is representing Kaduna on Nigeria Info's program, the state. This is me asking you to be sure that you're following through on politics within your state, the good and the bad, because your opponent is the merchant man representing Imo State, and he ought to do likewise. But he also would want to take an advantage of the political situation in your state to knock you off your wits. And I'm hoping you find not just the wits, but the mettle to withstand arguments for or against your state. So remember that this is scheduled for February 13th here and live in the Nigeria Info FM studios. And just some general idea for everyone who's listening. It's a new program. We kick off February 13th. It's the state, and what that ought to do is allow for everyone represent. Well, not everyone, but yeah, it's just some technical, in some technical sense, everyone represent their state. And by that I mean that depending on what state's on air, you can call in. You would have an opportunity during the course of the show to call in and defend your state. Now, of course, you ought to defend your state as best as you can, depending on what arguments are thrown your way. And if there are situations or instances where the argument against your state holds true, even in your own conscience, yes, you can just allow your opponent have it. You can concede without losing dignity. You can say, oh yeah, I can let you have that because even the people of the state holds that sentiment as well, you know? Yeah. This is not an opportunity for you to blindly defend your state, particularly in instances of corruption or abuse of whatever else that's due the people but doesn't go to the people. Established, I would love to believe, Kaduna versus Imo State, 13th of February, Nigeria Info. If you would love to be on the state, I want to pair Oyo State and Benue State. So if you are from Oyo State and you know you can defend your state, call me sometime during the course of the show, or you send me a message on social media on Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram, or on Twitter, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter. All right? I'd love to have you in the studio, defend your state, speak for your state on the state. In the meantime, I'm off on a break. Exactly. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. I invite you, join me, be a part of the parley, the state on Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. My name's Joyce. Oh, wait, hold on a second. It's February already. Oh, yeah. It's February. I don't do that Happy New Month thing. Nah, I don't. But, you know, I really wish you good. Fine. That's out of the way. February 13th, you can join me, the state. So, again, we have Kaduna and Imo State going head-to-head on the state. And here is the framework of the show idea. You speak about the good parts of your state for a few minutes, designated probably 10. After that, we segue into cross-examination where you can go at the opponent. You go at your opponent with the wrong things or the bad things happening in their state. And they do the same to you. You also have the opportunity to defend some of the facts thrown in the air or thrown to you against your state. And where necessary, if you support any of the allegations against your state, you just let them have it and let them know that you want them to have it. Because I think at the core of this is supposed to bring about unifying us collectively. You know, I think that the spirit of this is if we can foster this thing that we say but hardly truly really show in politics, which is this one Nigeria thing. If we can achieve that, maybe this is my quota into that. This is a token from me into that social construct or social mentality. And so you would take every jab, every point, particularly the ones against your state. I would love for you to, you know, embrace it in good faith. And if you can defend it, you defend it. If you can't, you let your opponent have it. You concede graciously. and then we also would allow for both of you to speak on what makes eventually your states better, or what the state needs to do in order to make the state better. Yeah? And do me a favor. Come the 13th, if you're going to feature on the state, please dress very well, so that when your state governor sees that video, yeah, they know that. Because I think there's a perception that politicians may have, which is that they govern illiterate, weak, uneducated people. And that's the only reason they can deem it necessary to say something. So there's a video making the rounds on social media. I think it's of the now Kogi state governor saying something akin to, the translation goes, state of the former governor. No, office of the former governor. Then I saw yesterday while I was on the show that they said it was fake news or something like that. Well, I hope it's fake news, because wow, yeah. I'm going to find the video and hopefully I can get someone on air translated for everyone to hear, so that you get a vague picture of how these politicians really kind of perceive you. So dress very well, okay? Look here. We're going to take pictures, and just so that if it stumbles, and when your village people tag them, they can know that the people of that said state is speaking, and speaking openly about the issues concerning the state, right? Good. And by the way, you're also going to need that memory, so look good. You could keep a copy. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, the state, February 13th. I need someone representing Oyo State. I intend to pair Oyo and Benue State. So we have someone who has offered to represent Benue State, but I need someone to represent Oyo State on the state. So please leave me a message on Twitter, Joyce Onyemuwa on Twitter, or on Instagram, I Joyce Onyemuwa on Instagram. Or you can just call during the course of the show. All right, good. Off on a musical break when we come back. Hey, you know what we are on? We are on to some major secrets on Confessions Thursday. Welcome. You can win 20,000 Nigerian Naira today, so get to it. Star 347, star 880, star 3 hash on your phone. Play responsibly. Once you fully comprehend that, yes, then you can win. You stake 500 Naira every time. The more times you play, the better your chances of winning. 500 Naira, that's the chance you take for an opportunity to win 20,000 Nigerian Naira. So the quicker you're in, I guess the height, well, no, let's see. The more chances you take, the better your chances of winning, all right? Then the earlier you play, the better for you, because, you know, we only have time on the sunny side for this to be your reality. And so between now and 3P, well, actually, between now and 250, ensure that you're in the game if you'd love to win 20,000 Naira today, all right? And it gets really that, gets good. Because I'll be giving away 20,000, at least I've been giving away 20,000 Naira every day since the beginning of the year. And so this will be on for, we never know, until we run out of money. So, yeah, so you take your chances, and then, of course, good luck with that. Welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. It's now time for Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. We begin Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name, and you're telling of your story, that which you haven't told anyone, because of course it's a secret. And then the nature of it really is not something you should allow restrain you, whatever it is. Crazy, weird, unusual, normal, paranormal, familiar, unfamiliar. Well, I think you may at least have been able to comprehend the problem. But in the event that you have not been able to comprehend your problem, we're here for you. And so if you hear something you'd like to leave a commentary on, you would withhold judgment. You're not allowed to condemn, to judge in a manner that you condemn anyone. So you just hear it, you have an opinion, you have a solution. It's to the problem that you speak and nothing else. Thank you. I know you get it. Otherwise, we're ready. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. You remember, you don't say your name.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. You have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
What I have to say is that I want every woman in Nigeria to pay attention to whatever I have to say because I'm a victim. I met someone on dating app last year, so we have been communicating. So one of a sudden, he didn't communicate with me anymore. So he later came back on January, on the 8th of January, we were chatting, and the chatting was flowing very well. We were chatting very well. So at the process, I trusted him because he seemed to be a good person and a Christian. Every night I want to go to bed, he would say, okay, we should pray together on the phone and all that stuff. So I trusted him for that. So there's a day he was asking me for something. He said I should. He want to see me. I said, What do you mean? You want to see me? He said you want to see my naked body. And I said, why do you want to see my naked body? He said, after all, if you want to settle down with me, at least you will still see it. I said, no, let's just be familiar with what I'm. Let's just be having the conversation flowing. Not for you to see my naked body. So I dodged that very one. So another day he starts approaching and again, which I did. So not knowing that process that I was putting my body to him, he was videoing me. So another day he now said he wants to have sex with me on the video, on the phone. I object and I told him no. It started putting pressure on me, which I did. So he now said he wants to come and see me. Say he lives in Ibadan, that he wants to come to Lagos to see me. There's something that we are talking about because I didn't really reveal my true identity to him. So he said, okay, that he's coming to Lagos. And he was asking me some certain question, where did I live, that if he comes, I said, no, if you're coming, you're not going to stay with me because I don't have a house. Where I stay. He said, where am I living? I said, I accommodate with someone, but you cannot come to where I stay. He now said, okay. And I said, why don't you have a place of your own? I said, because I don't have money to rent a place of my own yet. And I said, okay. So am I looking for a house? I said, of course, I'm looking for a house. Probably this year, I'll get a place of my own. And I said, okay, do you have some agents that you can able to communicate to say, can I rent a place for you? I said, okay. I asked him a question, but why are you doing that? He said that he had a child, a son, that he stays with his sister in Port Harcourt, that he'd want to take the boy away from there to come and stay with somebody, that the boy has been asking, telling him to give him a mother and all that. And I said, okay, but how you trust me enough for you to leave your child under my care? He said he believed that because we are speaking the same language, I will not be able to disappoint him. I will not treat his child bad. I said, you have not met me one-on-one. So are you trust me with your child? So that one goes. I gave him the agent's number. I called like two agents. We were asking, making inquiries of the house and all that stuff. So after then, he talked to the agent. He now told me that, okay, fine, that the agent have agreed the amount of the one's going to pay for the house, that is coming to Lagos to come and check the place and all that. So and I said, okay, fine. He said, okay, when are you coming to Lagos? He said, last week, Wednesday, that he's coming to Lagos. I said, okay, fine. So and I said, okay, since you don't have a place to stay, he said, since he does not, I don't have a place that he can say that I should look for a hotel close by where I'm living. And I said, okay, fine. I made the appointment of the hotel. I sent to him. And I said, okay, fine. You book for the hotel that is coming down on Wednesday. So he said he's leaving Ibadan by 11 a.m. I said, okay, when you have started your journey, so please, I want to be aware. I want to know when you are moving and all that. He said, okay. So I reached around that, like 11:30 to 12, quarter to 12. I called. He said, oh, sorry that you forgot to tell me that he's on his way coming to Lagos, but he has already on his way coming. I said, okay, I said, safe trip. So I was expecting his call. Past three, quarter to four, my phone rang. I picked the phone. And it was somebody else that was talking to me. So the person was like telling me that the owner of this phone had an accident. He hit somebody on the leg and that. I said, which area is that? The person could not able to tell me the area where he had an accident. And I said, okay, fine. I was worried. I was so worried because this person was actually coming to see me according to what he said. Okay, at the process, the phone, I was keep on calling. His phone went off. He went off the phone. So I give myself like 2 hours. So let me try it back again. So when I tried calling the person again, he picked the call. Oh no, when I was calling, it was with another call. So he has to stop the call and pick my own call. He was telling me that he's at the police station in Apapa. So I couldn't really ask him the reason why he was in the police station in Apapa because I didn't know where the accident took place. So afterwards, he now said, it's at the police station at Apapa. I said, okay, please, I just want to see to be sure you are okay. He said, no, I should not come yet. That he told them that he does not have anybody in Lagos, that his wife just put to bed. He came to Lagos to see someone and all that stuff, that he stole his phone, he took his wallet, and the wallet contains like his driving license is inside there. He has 4 ATM inside there and all that stuff. And I said, okay, fine. So on Thursday, he told me that his lawyer is coming to take him to the court, that the police was trying to manipulate the case. That he said he called me on Thursday morning and said the lawyer took him to the court, and the court said they should put him in prison, I should bring shorty, that he's going to pay amount of money for that and all that stuff. So the whole thing, he said he went to prison on Thursday. He asked me to come and see him in a prison. I said, okay, I'll come and see you in a prison. Which prison are you? He said, it's at Kirikiri prison. I said, you're at Kirikiri prison. How do you have access to your phone? He said, he has to pay some money to get his phone. And I said, okay. So he was telling me that when I'm coming, I should not tell them. They asked me, how did I know that he was here? And she said I was in the court when they sentenced him to prison and all that stuff. I said, okay, fine. So to be honest with you, Joyce, the whole thing was making me go crazy. I felt sick. I was under medication. And I didn't go anywhere throughout on Friday. I was at home trying to get myself. So I have to take a sleeping pills for me to get myself. I slept till morning. I mean, started from early in the morning and I slept till towards in the evening time. It was calling nonstop. He sent a lot of messages to me. So when I woke up, I saw the message and I called him back. So he said I abandoned him. He was saying sort of things and all that stuff. But what I wasn't clear with his story is the way the whole process went. I called the first person that comes my mind. I called my friend. I told her everything because I don't hide anything from her. I told her everything. The first thing she said, babe, stay your house. This guy in a 419. I said, are you sure? He said, forget about it. It comes in a different form. And I said, okay. I wasn't satisfied with what she told me because I didn't want him to leave innocent person because he said he comes to see me. Then he had an accident. He gets into trouble. Then I abandoned the person just like that. And I said, okay, fine. I have to call somebody else to ask. I said, please, do you know location of where? I Google it on Google Map, and the Google Map show me where it is. And I still want to ask the person. I said, please, I want to go to my shoes. The first thing that the person said that, babe, what are you going to do in my shoes? That place, even daytime, they rob. I was scared. My sister called. She asked me, she heard the sound of my voice. She was asking me, what is the problem? Are you okay? I said, I couldn't hide it from her. I told her. She said, are you sure? Are you sure? Stay one place. Are you sure? So that's Friday night. And I promised him that I was coming on Saturday to come and pay him a visit. He asked me to get him, to buy like three buckets of, like, paint bucket of rice. Three. And I said, do you want to stay there forever that you are asking me for three pence of rice? He said, no, that the people around here, they are hungry, they want to eat, and all that stuff. That I should get him a singlet, and I should get him a boxer, and a toothpaste and brush, and all that stuff. I said, okay, I'll get those things. And I said, but I don't have money. I've not been paid yet. I don't have money. So what am I going to do? I said, okay, I have rice at home, but I'll bring the one I have, and I'll bring it to you. He said, okay, but you can still buy something, I'm like, another rice and had. I said, okay, I have some spaghetti in the house, but I can bring it to you as well. He said, but you don't know about that, but you ask him. So, and I have to call somebody else to ask. I said, please, help me. This is what is going on in my life. I'm going crazy. The person I said, I should not go anywhere. That this guy is a 419. That I don't know what he's planning. So when I refused to go, he started threatening me that he have a picture of my nakedness, my video, that he's going to operate this on social media. People will watch me. I will suffer till I kill myself. That I will suffer. That you I have to. I'll come and beg him for forgiveness before he forgive me and all that stuff. That he would deal with me. He started cursing me on the phone, sending message and sending me voice note. Say he would deal with me. Yesterday, he sent me a message on...
Okay, pardon me. I really hate to interrupt you. I'm off on a break. I'm going to ask you to call back if you can't hold on, okay? So you continue when you call back, or if you hold on, when we get back to you, you continue from what happened yesterday, all right?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Lagos, we'll be right back. And we are back. 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. So a quick check on my last caller. Hello? Hello? Okay, I think she had to drop off, and that's okay. I'm hoping she calls back. What a story. Well, it's evident that her good nature was taken for granted. And I guess... this may be a learning experience for a handful of people, particularly those who have a tendency to be caring, concerning. All right, so back to the show, 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. Remember, when you call in, you don't say your name. I lost you. Make it back. We're Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Do not say your name. I lost you too. Make it back. The Sunny Side is Confessions Thursday.
Hi, Joy, it's me.
The lady, sure. Please, continue.
Okay, so yesterday, he now sent me a voice note that is out of the prison. So he now sent me some videos that he was videoing me when he asked me to have sex with me on the phone, and the one I showed in my body, he sent me the video and said he's going to deal with me. If he's going to deal with me, he will deal with me to the extent that he will deal with me, that nobody in this country will want to employ me, that want to have anything to do with me. So after then, when I saw the video, I look at it, I smile. What I did, I sent him a voice note. I said, you cannot use this video to intimidate me. You are too small to do that to me, because I'm not going to allow him to bring me down. I'm not going to allow him to put pressure on me. So I send him voice note back. So the main reason I'm out here to say all this, because especially most single women in Nigeria, all over the place. They should be very careful, because I wouldn't want this to happen to my worst enemy. So that is my story.
Okay, so now that he now are those videos originally yours, or you took someone else's video and sent it to him?
No, the video, it was something like he was asking me to have sex with
him. I get it. And you sent him actual pictures of you in it?
No, I didn't send him a picture. At that process, he was videoing it with his own phone.
Oh, when so you were both of you were live and he was recording with another phone?
I think he was recording with that the same phone.
Okay.
Because there's one that he showed blank. He covered himself. There's one that he did not cover himself. Himself,
okay.
So he was showing in that particular second video that he sent to me.
Okay, so there's both of you in the video. It's just that he's already a convict and you're not.
Yes.
Good. So what do you think he can do with it, and how much are you willing to defend yourself? So he's saying he's going to post it, and now he has your phone, and he's always going to want to, he has your number, he's always going to want to call you. So what are you going to do now?
I have his two line, and I've blocked the two line. When he sent me the video that yesterday.
Change your number.
Sorry?
Change your number.
Okay.
You don't think so? Change your number.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't think about that. Please do.
Actually, someone told me about that I should change my number. But
change your number.
I think that people knows me with all these numbers. Most of these numbers.
Send everybody a general broadcast. Change your number.
Okay.
Yeah, change your number. That's a good step. And then you wait. And I hope he never finds you ever. And if he does threaten you again to post the videos, I would suggest you post them first. Take power away from the tyrant. Make him powerless. And the only way you can do it is you have to be willing to stake more than he can afford. Or at least just take power away. Hello?
I'm with you, Joyce. What did you say? Sorry.
Will you change your number?
I will.
Okay, good. So that's a good start. So if there's any developing story, you can holler at your girl. All right? Are you okay?
I'm fine, Joy. I'm okay.
Yeah, just change your number. He's not going to have access to you. All right?
Okay.
All right. So do that. And if anything else happens, you let us know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. I'm not even sure what you've learned from this, but first of all, have a non-negotiable. Have a philosophy. I guess you can have you know, things about yourself that may shift every now and again depending on what you want. You know, because many of you go into friendships with bargaining chips, so you want this or you want that, and have the non-negotiables. Like, have philosophies that wouldn't move even if the sky fell. Something like, oh, I'm not going to have, except it's your husband, even at that. But except it's your husband, I don't see why you're having sex with someone on the phone first, someone you never know. You've never met him or her, even if you've met them. I don't see why you're having sex on the phone. First, so the logic of it. So you're self-stimulating. What's that? It's not even fun. Like, what are you? You're self-stimulating. There's no... Well, why am I thinking there's a problem with self-stimulating? Many of you use toys, so I guess... But there's really nothing to that. There's no body... There's no heat. There's no passion. There's no love. So I think I'm making a case for don't have sex recording yourself. And then don't send it to someone else. Except the person loves you, but even at that... Like, I think it's such a bloody risk to record yourself having sex and then you send it to someone for his pleasure. So one, I think something else you should do is maybe you should change. If a man like that approached you, then you skip him, like replace him. You have men who can manage their passions. What kind of man is that? I can tell that's a weak one for sure. That's a weak man right there if he can't manage his passions. All right. Wow. Hello. Imagine that you married a guy like that. And then if you traveled, so what happens? Mm-hmm. Hello.
Record what you do.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. What are you saying record? What you recording? Yeah, what?
You said that I should not mention my name. I just want to contribute to what
you have a minute. Said. Sure. Go ahead, please. 1 minute.
The problem is not about love. This is not love now.
I didn't say
it's
it was.
Infatuation. It's infatuation. You cannot just see somebody you have not seen. And the person is telling you to send your nakedness and you are sending it. Don't you think that is foolishness? To me, it's foolishness now.
I wouldn't disagree.
So, if somebody is mad at something, you can do anything, you understand? Mm. Maybe, people, we are yet to learn. I believe our story might have taught one or two persons a lesson.
Yeah.
She should be lucky that she's still alive to tell her story. I didn't think she's so gullible and she went to see the guy and maybe she got killed. The newspaper will carry it. So women should learn, not only men, women too. Everybody should learn.
All right.
You should be able to, as a mature person, you should be able to differentiate between love and infatuation as an adult. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, while she was speaking, I almost wanted to laugh when she said that the guy asked for 3 pints of rice. So you go into prison one night, the next day you ask for 3 pints of rice. Is that like a permanent residence? 3 pints of rice? Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to contribute.
You have 1 minute.
Okay, the thing is that it's not actually our fault because love nowadays, there's a level at which a man will get you convinced and you'll be like, oh, you think you'll find the right person.
Let me help you. That's not love. That's not love. Let's fix it. That's not love. That's not
because,
in any way.
Because stuff like this, I've kind of...
It's deception. Like it's not love. It's deception.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, thank you.
He says, I accept. Hello, welcome to the show. Make it back. The sunny side, it's good to have you here. Turn up the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
I don't have a confession.
1 minute.
Thanks for getting you. Over how many years I'm trying.
Finally.
God bless you. This is this lady just said. It's a 419. And everybody, many people listen to me. This thing nearly break my home last year.
What do you mean?
So,
someone also said, do you steal your wife?
No, you did it to my wife.
Oh.
You did it to my wife.
Wait, someone was in love with... Someone asked for sex videos from your wife and said, I love you?
No. This was... It's like... You did it that... You have a child. This one. Almost all our money, the guy collected. This place people have luck.
Oh.
No, the guy trains us. We travel on that process. You know, my wife is following him. He say have a child. I want my wife to take care of the child from UK. This one. He posts him pictures. You know, due to him becoming a Christian way, my wife accommodates him. So the next thing, says his mother is sick.
Did you know about it? So you knew about it and you were in support because you also wanted the child?
No. The way the man comes, you know, especially my wife, that he wants him to help him. That my wife is a Christian woman, this one. You know, my wife knows that if she tell me, I will not say no. You understand? Because the way the guy take come, I said, okay, let's give him a try.
Wait, I'm lost here. So the guy approaches your wife and says to your wife, you're a Christian woman, and I want to give my child to you to raise.
He says they have a wife. Her wife is late.
Yes. And I want to give my child. I don't. So forget the details. His mother died. His wife died. They're all dead. No, but he wants to give.
No, his mother is alive.
Uh huh.
The baby is still with his mother.
And he wants to. He wants to give the child to your wife to raise.
Yes. You see, we need someone that will call the baby. The baby will call
a total stranger approaches you and says, I want to give you my child to a total stranger.
My sister, the thing just, you know, the way this is.
Okay, I'm this lost. Is wild.
Then the next thing, on our way traveling home, this guy called that he's about coming to Lagos, that he's on the way, he would take flight. So from that flight, the guy couldn't call again.
At what point did you know? At what point did your wife tell you?
Ma?
When did your wife tell you?
You know, all the whole call that he's making, I'm following my wife.
So you knew?
I knew. You understand? I knew.
So you guys thought he was going to give you pounds if he handed a child over to you? That's what you thought? Because I'm really trying to figure out how this can happen.
My sister, this guy, he's there with us. So when
I'm glad you're alive to tell the story.
I learned when this lady saying this, I said this is exactly the same guy doing this thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's our phone us, you know, when we are in the east, okay. We call that the mother is sick, that's in the hospital.
What is this story?
That fall down and broke his head, will run and go and send money. That police are holding in the airport, in dollar and all those things. Ah, Jesus. My sister will borrow money and come back from east to Lagos.
Thank you for calling.
I don't scattered my home. We nearly divorced. But thank God today.
Okay.
Thank God today.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
God bless you. Let everybody just have, you know, all this 419 experience. They might come in anyway. Anyway.
Thank you.
That's what I want to share. Thank you.
I don't know what I'm hearing. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. When you call, you don't say your name. Hello.
Namdi.
You have a minute.
Okay. I want to contribute to the first lady.
1 minute.
Okay. She has already gotten the lesson that she learned. The whole thing is there. The whole thing there is that by the intention of a man, you will know the kind of person the person will be.
Yeah.
Because no reasonable man or responsible man will come and request your new picture.
She said the guy is Christian. So no Christian man, no honest to God Christian man would be that way.
Yes, that is number one. Then the man I just called last now. One thing is that we use religion to fall victim. Somebody calling you a Christian person does not make you to become vulnerable. We should be wise, because I have experienced some certain things that some people like to use Christianity to trick me in, to make me fall. Mm. No. Yeah, the Christian is between you and God, not between. If you want to extend help, pray to God and say, God, direct me so that I can be able to render this help without becoming a victim. Because so many people have landed themselves into trouble because of trying to render the help and not knowing that the person you want to render the help to is a 419, a bad person, but with a bad intention.
All right.
So God will help us to be wise, not to fall victim of all these things.
Thank you very much for calling. Wow. The sunny side is Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, good afternoon.
Go ahead, please. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, so my confession goes thus. So I've been in a relationship with my lady. I think this January made it. And
pardon me, I lost you there. Pardon me, I hate to interrupt you. You say January made it what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can, but I lost you a moment ago. You said January makes it what?
Okay, January makes it 3 years.
Oh, sure. Please go ahead.
Okay, so there are some things I've been, especially on the issue of trust, I've been struggling with trusting her because she I don't know if you call it cheat. She has done something twice and I keep complaining about it and it's making me biased on the relationship. There's this thing she did I think a year into our relationship, she went with the guy behind my back. I was checking my phone. I saw their meetings. They have been meeting some time.
A day into, pardon me, did you say a day into your relationship, she went behind your back and laid with the guy? Is that what you're saying?
Come again?
You said a day into your relationship. Pardon me, I didn't quite get that clearly, and I'm really trying to listen without speaking.
Okay, yeah, I said there was a day she went to meet the guy.
Oh, okay.
Behind my back.
Yeah.
And so, and I was not cool with that because normally the way we started our relationship is like open to each other. And then she got a job farther away from where we stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So when she changed location, I noticed that I was changing.
Pardon?
But I was thinking it's the change of environment.
Okay.
But I think she's really, I don't know, she's really open to all the gender.
Oh, bring it back, honey. Wait, she's open to other genders. She's pansexual?
No.
What?
Like, other gender as in the male. Like, she's kind of, she gives them.
Oh.
She makes herself, like, too available for them. And obviously, it's not good for a relationship.
Oh, sure.
When you're your partner, it's too available for others.
Okay, yeah, get it.
So, she has done that twice now, and mm-hmm. I'm not cool with it. So, I really need help trusting her because.
No, you don't need help. You don't need help trusting anyone who don't give you trust. Help is not what you need. Find a door. Usher your way out. Dismiss yourself. What do you need help with?
Because I still really need her, and I don't know.
What do you need her for? Are you a dependent? Are you waiting for her to marry you? Pay your bride price? What do you need her for? Guy, let me help you. Oh, Lord, I'm sure he didn't just like the fact that I thought... Walk out. Okay, guy, look. Should I let other guys speak to you? Just so that it may just be a little more clearer to you. Did he bail on me? I think that's exactly what he did. He needs her. What do you need her for? She's cheating on you. You don't like it. But you need her. Are you in love with her? Does she love you? Lagos. 1 minute each before commercial break. I have 3 minutes. Let's make it work. Confessions Thursday. Real quick, what do you say to the brother if you have something to say to him, that is?
He should continue since he doesn't know what to do. Because I don't understand. Someone has cheated on you twice. You are still there saying you don't know. Always going out behind you to do things. And you are still considering her. Continue. At least he has not brought a child that is not yours. To your house.
Don't worry, just continue. Okay, yeah, but you know, the brother says he needs her. I don't know. All of you dependents out there, how does this work? Hello? Hello? I have 1 minute. You've taken 55 already.
Hello, John.
Yeah, real quick, lay down.
Yes, so. Hello?
40 seconds, hurry up.
Can I continue?
Oh, heaven, please.
Congratulations, Kingdom of God be with you.
The kingdom of God is already in me. Come on now, lay it down. Confessions Thursday. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
1 minute.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, I just want to advise the
I know.
Ella caller.
Go ahead.
You don't know what to do about the
50 seconds.
Okay, yes. I want to ask, I don't know, maybe the person is really willing to change from our way. And if at all, maybe they discuss and the lady in question is not ready to change, I think that you need to move on.
All right.
Because if they eventually get married, there's going to be a problem. That person is not going to be sincere and it's still going to continue in that very line.
All right.
So it's better for him to look for someone else.
All right. Thank you. So, gentlemen, you advised to have a conversation with her and ask her to change, and hopefully she does. If she doesn't, she's just not that into you. Confessions Thursday. Mm-hmm. Hello? You're not home. Confessions Thursday. Hello. It's good to have you here. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, lady. You have a confession?
Hello?
I'm with you. Do you have a confession? Honey.
Hello?
Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah. Last month, my very good friend, she called me a particular day after work when I left from work, that she's very, very hungry, that she has not eaten for 3 days, that she please help her with some money, though she's not working for now. And I said, okay, let me see what I can do. The following day, I sent her some money. She now called me that she has gotten full stop, that she's so happy that she eats a good meal after being stuck for many days. I said, all right.
Thank you. All right, so I have less than a minute before commercial break. Someone says, the guy is a disgrace to manhood. Maybe she should report to the police to arrest him, using his picture and number to track him down. That's a brainless guy. Okay, so lady, you're asked if you can have him arrested using his picture and his number to track him down. That's something you can do if you really want a good fight. That's one way to go about it. Someone is asking me to tell you to deactivate all social media platforms. You can go by a new name. Undercover. All right, so that's one. The lady should inform the police on allegation of blackmail. The police will track him down and he will be picked. She was lucky that she did not go to see him in mile two. Don't pay him a dime. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. So a number of messages on WhatsApp asks that I tell the lady to... One is asking, are you like friends? Are you mutuals on social media? But basically, deactivate your social media platform, get a new number, and then open a new account under a new name to be on social media. But that's certainly, everybody tends to agree with the fact that if you change your number, that's one way to step away or step outside of this. Stop sending your videos. Stop sending, like, really don't. I don't care what they say to you. Anybody who wants your sex video, that's not your wife, your lover, but your spouse, huh, should be beneath you. Like, you should have a level you can fall to. Try. So let's assume you never crossed your mind before. How about today? A standard you can fall below. Who just wants your video for what? To masturbate? Why are you a man who masturbate? You see it now. This conversation could really, really stretch. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call and you don't say your name. By the way, my name's Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Good to have you. You have a confession?
Yes. I just want to advise the first lady because I'm facing that kind of situation with my wife. Because I suspect there is someone that is coming in sense of what my wife has changed totally to me. Which I know that there is someone that is calling her, making her to misbehave. But I'm after my boys. So everybody, all ladies, all single men, or all married men, they should be very careful. There is a lot of guys outside there that is what they are doing for their living. Thank you.
Oh, boy. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello. Make it back. This one says, Joyce, my take is on the caller. What I would advise is if you should ask first if she's connected to the guy via social media. If not, then that's even better for her. She could just change her phone number and ensure that the guy does not have access to any of her contacts or even know where she lives exactly, because she has already given him some clue about the area where she lives. And this is a very big lesson for everyone, especially young ladies, for I know this kind of story will turn out to be something. Why do you write like this? Have I said thank you for sending me your message? Well, thank you. It's Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Hello, the Sony side. It's Confessions Thursday. Oh, the line is not jamming. Hello, it's good to have you here. Thank you very much for being here. It's Confessions Thursday. You have a confession? Hello, I'm going to read a few more messages in a moment. Hello, welcome to the show. Turn off the volume of your radio sets. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please go ahead.
Hello?
I'm with you. Please go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with this girl for like 2 years now, and we've been together. Although initially there was a time I was homeless, so when she asked me to move to her here in Lagos, so she gave me shelter for like 1 year and 5 months. She fed me, and then she supported me in terms of transportation whenever I want to go to work, other things.
Mm.
And what happened to being in love? So we are lovers.
Oh, nice.
So most time I'm the one that does everything, like house chores, everything. Like I sweep the house, and sometimes she sweeps also.
Mm.
But before she goes to work and come back, I make sure that I have her food ready.
Okay.
Not that she asked me to do that. I personally do that my own self.
Mm.
My money, sometimes she bring money for us to cook.
Okay.
Every weekend, like every end of the month, she bring her money for us. To make that she have, we have food to her home.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I want to make sure that I have food for her whenever she come back at home from work.
Yeah.
But at the time, I start noticing that she's changing. I could have been, what's happening? Like, why is changing? I want to know, like, what's the problem? Like, have I done anything wrong? She will say, no, I've not done anything wrong. Then why are you changing out of a sudden? And she will not tell me anything.
Mm.
So, everything started when we got the work at them. Because she's a banker, and she got the work at the new place, and she started changing. I asked her, babe, do you have a boyfriend? Have you seen any man lately? She said, no, I'm not seeing anybody. I'm the only person I am more than enough. So I said, okay, no problem. So along the line, I keep on noticing changes in her every time and now, every day and now. So I will keep on seeing changes in her.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm listening.
So, sometime last year, sometime we quarrel. Maybe sometime she be asking some calls. I say, you have been on this call for over an hour now. What's going on? Like, and this person you have been calling, you are not even giving attention. You are giving attention to someone else. It's of us to be discussing something. You cannot even discuss anything or talk anything without you getting angry, without even getting mad at me. Any small thing I say, you get angry at me. Any small thing I say, you get angry at me. So instead of her hitting me, sometimes she's laughing, sometimes she hits me. But I will not hit her back. I will not do anything back to her. I said, no problem. Because you know that I love you. That's why I do all these things. So sometime last year, I traveled. I thought that I'm going to travel. That I need to change the environment and see if things will get better. She said, okay. She was the one that supported me with all the money I needed. So she provided the money. So I traveled, and after it's not 1 month, she starts changing. I said, babe, why are you changing? Like, I noticed changing you. Like, what's going on? She was like, nothing happened. I remember that when I traveled, just a day without calling you, you called me back and started telling me that you can't even believe that I slept without even calling you. But now, sometimes, they know the reason of my job here. You can't even call. Unless I call every day. Sometimes if I call, you will start giving me attitude. Changing for me that, you know, you don't know that you are busy, that you started your master class, that you are busy, blah, 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 this thing. So,
are you with her because she supports you financially?
Sorry?
Are you with her because she supports you financially?
No, she knows that I have people that have money more than her.
No. That's not the point. No, that's not the question. Yeah. You may have people who have money more than her, but you are in bed with her. There's a reason you are there. So are you with her because she supports you financially and she accommodates you?
I'm not with her because she's more with any financial whatever. I'm with her because I love her so much.
Okay,
the
good.
Woman I only love. I have tried being with other women. It's not working out.
Okay.
Right now, I'm having a thought of leaving her right now, but she's still coming in my mind.
Well, but she doesn't love you. Can we say that?
I can't say that she doesn't love me. I know that this girl, really love me. I don't know what the problem is.
Well,
each time I threaten to break up with her, she start crying, start begging. Sometimes she will not beg. Sometimes she will start crying that not again. That after this why that she kind of start looking for love again, for a man to love her.
Good. So here we are. The only reason she's with you is because she can't go through the entire dating process again. She can't go back to the being single and looking for a man. That's really why she's here. Not because she really wants you, but she just doesn't have the energy for that stress.
Yesterday we are supposed to we are planning on maybe having our anniversary maybe this weekend coming. I've already made my reservation for that. So this man she met of recent, I don't know, according to her, she said that you're just a friend, a man that just came to her life to help her. I don't know.
Her destiny,
so she met the man. She said the man is married, and the man has family. He already spoke with the man's wife and the man's children in U.S. So the man bought her generator. The man bought her things. The man gave her from that thing she's using right now. And anytime I ask about this man, what's the relation between you and this man? That we say she knows about the man. There's nothing wrong with her having friends with people, that she can make friends. That as I'm not against you making friends, but the thing is that this thing has passed. Like, I don't understand anymore. Like, how can somebody that you don't even know gave you $300 to go and buy the laptop? And there she gave an iPhone 13. And there she keep on sending you gift upon gift upon gift. I don't understand. Are you really dating this? This man trying to enter inside with all these gifts. She said she not mention that. Anytime I mention something about that man, she take offense. She start fighting me. Okay, yesterday I wasn't feeling fine yesterday, so I was on my own making my dinner. She called me that and she's back from work. I was my dinner. I said that I wasn't feeling so well, but I'm making my dinner. She asked what I was making. So I told her. She said she'd been lunch. She ate some food. Can I bring for her? I said, okay, no problem. I have to go to her place. I called her out. She came out. We ate together. So I told her that my show has finished. Can you help me and bring show? Because she used to buy extra show. So help me and bring one show. Okay, she bought it. So I said, babe, I have not seen this brand before. Where did it get you from? Is it the mine I bought that gave it to you? She started shouting. I should not mention about this. She told me if I should not mention about that man again. Babe, I don't understand. How would I mention about this man every day? If I talk about this man, you start taking offense. You say, I'm even tired of all this nonsense. I don't have time for this year. She bought her phone. She blocked my air. She deleted my number. I said, okay. Yeah, according to this level, Abby.
Good.
So I pick up my two phones. I block her up and deleted her number too. I say, oh, no problem. The only thing that pains me now, all the money I paid for our anniversary, that only thing that pains me. Okay, so okay, no problem. My dad is going to inform me about the money. I said, when you are done sitting in my car, you can leave. He said, okay, no problem. After sitting, then she opened the door and then she left.
All right. So, is this what you want? Is it when you close your eyes and you have you allow your imagination create your dream world or your dream woman or your dream partner? Is this what you dreamed? Is this something you want? Do you want? Is this who you want?
If she can actually change her character,
yeah, but she's not
me,
changing
the way she
it.
Talk to me, the way she reacts.
Let's work with the facts. Let's work with the obvious. Let's work with, because you can love a person and they don't love you, and so to give them credits that they haven't earned sets you up for a bigger heartbreak. So this is who you like, yeah, but does she like you? Can we answer that question honestly?
Yeah, if you ask me if this girl truly loves me, I will say she really loves me. But I don't know if she's kind of confused. Or something is confusing.
I don't know that you can unconfuse her if she wants to be confused. How old is she?
She should be around 28 years now.
She's 28. That's a woman.
Yeah.
So two things can happen. You will tell yourself she's confused and you'll find out if she's really confused when she does to you what she can do to you. Or you tell yourself she's confused and you allow a kind of separation, let her clear her head, and decide if you're the one she wants to be with. You have to allow that happen. You're clinging to someone who doesn't want you. So I don't even know for the older guy. So he could be a genuine friend who just has money to help another single female friend out with stuff that she may need. But he could also be her lover.
Yeah,
but he could also be her lover. So you don't know. And then you bring it up and both of you can't even seem to have a conversation that's not caustic. You know, she doesn't want you bringing it up. I'm not even sure why, but hey, maybe she's not comfortable with it. And maybe you should respect that. But besides the man being a feature in your relationship, there is the fact that you have been saying that she's been changing.
Yeah.
So what's she changing into? She's changing into something that could suggest to you that she's not into you. And I want you to admit it to yourself. Like, hey, she may really not be into me. So let's say she saw you on a Tuesday morning, she was happy. She saw you on Wednesday, she wasn't happy. What does that say about your relationship? If you can't bank on the emotional stability of a lover, why are you in a relationship? If you can't wake up Thursday morning and be like, oh, that's my girl, she's good. So are you supposed to just wake up every day? I mean, you can wake up and say, hey, babe, how are you? But it's not how are you of, are we good today? It's more how are you of, well, what are we doing? What's up? What can we create? Where are we going? It's more, what do you feel like? It's not progressive. It's regressive. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
So when you ask her, how are you? It's more, are we fighting? What level of this fight are we at? Are we deleting each other? Are we? Is that going to be drama? Do you have an expectation of your own self? Like, is this what you want? So, you may like her, but she may just not be that into you. Now, I don't want to call this other guy something, because she was already giving you an attitude before the guy bought her the iPhone and the generator. Yeah, I guess she likes you some days.
Even,
she don't.
Even before this guy, when I was still living with her, so I noticed that she would be making a lot of calls. Even this person, I've been saying she's a friend he met, like long-time friend. He met her through her sister, blah, blah, blah. So she's like every day, be there and now they'll be talking on phone.
If she cannot establish.
She will not, like, allow me to, you know, to listen to the conversation. Okay, I will excuse that. My baby used to answer call. No matter the call, we answer in front of me. But anytime they call, they have to go outside and they answer the call. One day, I have to tiptoe to listen to the conversation. I was saying, like, I have my baby telling this guy that, she told the guy that, he have not seen the way that I've been feeling something for you, that kind of person. Like, I was like, what?
Yeah,
when I
do,
I call my babe, come, I want to talk to you.
I know, you like her.
I said, babe, I had this conversation, like, you start even feeling for this guy, she start denying. Now, I heard you, that have you noticed the way I feel about you lately? Like, babe, what are you supposed to mean?
Look,
I mean, have you cheating on me?
Well,
she said no. I said, I want to see your chat between you and this guy. I want to see your chat.
No
she
need for
no.
that.
I said, I want to see your chat. I said, she said no. Okay, she start crying. She went on her knees. She started begging me, and then she started begging me, and started begging me. I started explaining everything to me. I said, see what happened. I was the one that caused it. And when I started asking her, when she was not cheating on me, I started asking her that she's doing this, she's doing that. So she kind of giving this guy a trial. But
She says, she started to give another guy attention because you didn't trust her.
Yeah, because I'm not making her happy because I don't get to trust every time I ask her suspicious questions, all these things.
Because you ask her suspicious questions, she just felt like, okay, let's really just go into this thing. Like, if he thinks I'm cheating, let me just start cheating.
Yeah, and I learned that. She told me that she regretted it, but although I've not done anything, you know, now today, she told me that she's going to delete the guy's number from her phone. She's not going to talk to the guy again. That she know what she's she know what, working over her. She know on her knees, she begged me and then asked me to forgive her. Okay, I said, okay, I'll forgive you, but don't. I'm not asking to stop talking to your friend, but know your limits. If you're not okay with, me, tell me. I will go. Yeah, I might not have the own money now, but I don't know I'll have you tomorrow. Yes, you may have other guys that have more than me. If you know that, you can go and leave me. Let me be. She said that I'm more than enough. She's the man. I'm the man she loved. That I should not be with another person. All this thing. She's telling me. So the reason why I stay with this guy is this. She has seen people. that has money more than me. If it's all about money, then I don't know what the problem is, honestly speaking. Now.
All right.
So my only regret now is that we had issue yesterday. We are supposed to meet Saturday for an anniversary. I already paid for my everything we needed for that anniversary. I already paid. So I don't know if I'm going to ask for a phone because I don't know if you are going to continue going for that anniversary or not. So
I think you should see the...
I don't know if I'm going to break up with her. I don't even know. I don't even have the heart to do that.
I think you don't have the heart to break up with her. And it's beautiful to see you love someone and you're willing to fight for it. But in the same vein, I would love for you to allow yourself feel whatever pain is waiting for you to feel. I want you to brace yourself for the possibility that despite all your good intentions, she's just really not that into you.
Okay. I block her number.
Unblock her. Of course not. She's still your girlfriend now. You haven't finalized because you have... Yeah. So unblock her. So allow the date stand. And then hopefully she honors the invitation to show up for this date. And I think both of you need to talk about it. But for you, you are the one who's loving. And it's beautiful. But she's not where you are. And I want you to admit it to yourself that she's not where you are. So this is what a relationship should look like. If, say, whatever happens, and you get insecure, if she cares for you, if she loves you, her love is supposed to restore that insecurity. So here, the only reason you're calling me is because you're in your relationship and you are insecure because your girlfriend continuously makes you feel insecure. So you are similar to the guy who called me a few minutes ago who's saying he's in a relationship with a woman, he likes the woman, but he wants to find out, he wants me to tell him how he can trust her. This really, what am I supposed to do? Brace yourself up for it. You love her, but she may just not be that into you. So let your date happen, and then you say, well, this is what's happening. And I really feel, look, she cannot tell you any more that she can show you. She's showing you, and that's telling you much more than she is verbally saying. If you're in a relationship with someone you're not secure, that tells you everything. What do you want? What, you want a prayer session? What do you want? She's just telling you everything.
I've been to several people. For advice, they told me that I should break up with her. I said, no, breaking up with her is not, showing to be the final, the solution to this. I will still regret it tomorrow. Even a friend of mine was telling me that I should not break up with my girlfriend, that if I break up with her, I will still break it tomorrow. I don't know who I'm going to meet tomorrow.
You know what? You sound like a guy in love. And I really think it's beautiful to see. I hardly see stuff.
No, I will not deny that I'm in love.
Yeah, good. But so what are you going to do with the truth that's biting your face? Ignore it?
I'm used to it.
My
heart is paining me. I know how you hurt me, but
you stay.
I'll be fine.
You want to stay and be fine.
I'm stunned. I just pray that you change that justice.
Onyekwe. Chiyekwe.
Chiyekwe.
So if you agree to stay and suffer a little bit more, who am I? I'll just sit back. You know it's confessions, right? So when it happens to you, holler at your girl. How about that? When she does to you what she can do to you, you call me back.
I will call you back, definitely.
Good.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be for good.
Oh, yeah, and we're here for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I think that people who are in love give the world so much color. People who are in love give the world so much brilliance and so much beauty. And it's good to see your faith and your will and your determination. But I'm on Confessions Thursday, and I'll be here when it happens. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
All right, wonderful people. I can afford one conversation, and I hope it's actually an advice. Hello? You have 1 minute.
Hello?
1 minute.
It's advice.
Mm-hmm.
Please, there's something I need to tell you, Joyce.
Okay.
What is beautiful in being a simp?
He's not simping, he's in love. Yeah. Don't call it that.
No, I'm going somewhere. You are in love with someone, and the person is hurting you. What do you call that?
Yeah, but when you are in love, that's not your perspective. So your judgment of it, I totally get the guy. I've been in love before, so I totally get the guy. If you don't get it, wait until you fall in love. Then you know what he's talking about.
Someone is slapping you.
Yeah.
Cheating on you.
Yeah.
Lying to you. And you are saying it. Is this until the person kills you?
You have a point. But he has to take a while. He has to come to it. And he needs. We need to give him time.
All right.
Thank you.
Continue. But he will tell you later.
Wicked guy. Don't mind this guy. He's never been in love. So he doesn't know what you're feeling. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Vaughn, you read the last story as though you feel like Nigeria may fall out this time.
Ah,
like,
Joyce, because
what kind of lack of confidence was that?
Look, I'm trying to be patriotic, but I know that the other teams that have made it to this time are fierce competitions as well. So I don't think Nigerians, I don't think the Super Eagles should just go, well, that's cockiness is what I don't want. So I'm just like, oh my God. And we Nigerians have this thing where
it's okay.
It's just in us, you know. We have pride. We just like to show off sometimes.
We have familiarized ourselves with losing.
Failure. Yes. Oh God. Oh no, Joyce. No. We need this win tomorrow. We need it.
We've been through hell. This is going to be nothing.
We need this win tomorrow, Joyce. If not for anything, for what we are going through right now as a nation.
And I can't.
We just need something to, you know, to just lift our spirits. And a win tomorrow? Oh, boy.
I think if we lose, I can't imagine what African nations are going to do to us on Twitter.
I know.
So I think I'm here for that.
Not just that. I worry about the Super Eagles.
Oh.
I'm sure that from the airport, they will. Look, they're just going to, from if they lose tomorrow from Angola, they're just going to, you know, just disperse.
Well,
because if you come back to this country, you know how we were as children, where if we failed at school, we just...
You go to your friend's house and wait.
Yeah, just wait. You understand? You wouldn't just go home immediately. And then if you went home, you'd sneak into the house.
Yeah.
So that your parents wouldn't ask you for your results, your report sheets.
Yeah, but you see, the problem with that is we've been failing. We have a track.
We've courted failure for
We have
too
a track
long.
Record at failing phenomenally.
Oh God, it's the phenomenally for me, Joyce. Please.
So
we need a win.
They can come back home.
We need a win.
We just stack it up. they can come back. Oh sure, it's not what they're coming back to what was.
Oh,
yeah. God.
Anyway, fingers crossed tomorrow.
All right, so I got a little excitement out of Vaughn because she really read the last story like. I don't believe the story I'm reading. So. Good luck, Nigeria, tomorrow.
That's right.
Amen. It's 9.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. So I have realized that I have to create a day where we speak on the experiences of falling in love. I think when you've not been in love before, you are critical. So on WhatsApp, just before the last caller called in, and I'm even glad he called in and we cut that. On WhatsApp, there are, I guess, guys who are... There's one that's particularly just rude, and you can tell he has never been touched by love before. And I think that if you've never... So let me give you something to think about. There are two kinds of love. I think I've said this before. Well, I didn't even know it until I read about it. So I read the book. It's called The Devil's Bible, written by Aleister Crowley. In The Devil's Bible, Aleister writes that there are two kinds of love. The love of the serpent and the love of the dove. And he instructs his adherents to choose wisely. So if you look at by what you know from your history, if you look at who is referenced as the serpent, and if you look at the references of the dove, you can see that there are two distinct natures when we say love. Now, Aleister Crowley made a quote that had been made popular by pop culture, which is to love. Let me Google it. Hold on, I need to give it to you verbatim. To love. Hold on. Anybody know what I'm trying to reference? Jay-Z had it on a shirt one time. It was so popular. Love below the... Alice, let me just do Alice. Just give me a moment. I'll get it to you because I want to give you something to think about. Aleister Crowley, Love, the popular one. Love, hold on. Okay, let's just kick off Confessions Thursday. Pardon me. Let's kick off Lords of Logic. I'll find it and I'll share it with you because I really want to make a point with that. So basically, when I read the Devil's Bible, it is just inverted. So you read the Bible. The Bible is standing in one direction. The Devil's Bible goes in the other direction. So, for example, the Bible will talk about the drinking of wine. In the Devil's Bible, they talk about drinking sparkling wine, like champagne. So it's just inverted. Everything the Bible speaks of, in the Devil's Bible, it's inverted. It goes the other way. So the concept of love, when you have the love of the dove, the mind is held slave to love. If you love the love of the serpent, I guess, the mind governs love. Can you see? One says, mind must govern love. The other says, love must govern mind. So the love that governs the mind is the love of Christ, where the mind is held captive to the rules of love. And then in pop culture, Aleister Crowley, love is slave to the human mind. So there are two kinds of love here. So I want you to think about it. But hopefully in the future, maybe next week, I hope, I want people who've fallen in love to talk about their experiences so that those who've not had the privilege, because it's sheer privilege to be in love, so that those who've not had the privilege to be in love can. I think your arrogance may tempt you to mock it, but you haven't lived until you fall in love. I think after salvation, love is the next best thing. To be in love, yeah. That's really what you want. The world could call you foolish, call you crazy, call you weak. Like someone called the last caller a simp. It's like, why is he simping? Until you fall in love, you've not touched glory until you fall in love. So yes, if you have not loved, you're ordinary. I said it. You are ordinary. You're so ordinary, if I could scrutinize you, you're probably beneath ordinary. You're so ordinary until you fall in love. Someone sent me a message on Instagram saying, fools fall in love. That's what fools say about those in love. He says, my opinion. Of course, this is also my opinion. You've not tasted miracle until you fall in love. So we should talk about it. Let those who fall in love talk about it. They all sound crazy. When my mom heard my story, when I told my mom my story, she asked me if I was under a spell. She was like, is there a spell on you? She said, is there a spell on you? It's like, she was shocked. She was so the reason for the shock is the Joyce personality. So at home, I'm the one who's firm, who's no nonsense. I won't take it. I react. I'm loud. I'm bold. I don't care. And my mom loves that about me. She's like, ooh, you have this fire in your blood. So when I fell in love, she's like, ah, is there a spell on you? Yeah, that's... And honestly, I can't... And that's also why I say that I don't see the essence of marriage if there is no love. I can't see it. I don't see... I can't. If it's not love, I can't do it. I already have a very... My mind is freeborn. I have a very liberal mind. So I would need something that can hold it captive, to hold it down. Otherwise, you can't tell me anything. And I know you're probably going to tell me something that's wrong. And your culture tells women, well, when the man says something that's wrong or foolish, stay silent. Honey, that everywhere is burning. Particularly when you say something ignorant with your arrogance. I'm burning everything. Yeah. But love covers a multitude of sins. You see the difference? Next week, we'll talk about it. And if you want to fall in love, come with your prayers, because next week can be an open door. I'm up here for a revival. Maybe I can touch some egos and make some men become butter. Who wouldn't want that? Off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce.